Welcome to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast, the only podcast that teaches men the cognitive mastery and alpha mindset that it takes to become an influential and irresistible man of confidence. Here's your host, certified life coach and international man of mystery, Kevin Ayo.
What's up, my brothers? Welcome back to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. I am your host, Kevin Ayo, and today we're going to talk about an old topic with a new concept wrapped around it. But before that, brothers, I kind of want to bring you guys up onto some recent happenings in my life. I'm in the States now, and you guys remember back, I don't know how long ago it was, maybe it was a couple months ago. Maybe it was even 3 months ago. Actually, I think it was in December because I was in Tulum at the time. I was in Mexico at the time. And I put that podcast out. I told you guys about what's going on with my house in Oregon. And, you know, I've got long-term tenants there. I've had long-term tenants there since I started the nomadic lifestyle back in, well, geez, I guess it was 2014 is when I left the States. So it's been a decade now. I've been this international man of mystery. And I've had tenants in my house, in the Oregon house anyway, long-term tenants. Always over a year. Back in October, I got a new tenant, and it's been a bit of an adventure. It's been a little exciting, to say the least. It's the first time I've really ever dealt with late payments, non-payments. I've dealt with change of locks without permission, all kinds of changes to the house without writing, without permission. I was dealing with the removal of a large appliance. I think I might have told you, brothers, about it. The oven was taken out of the kitchen. Was not replaced. It was not approved of. It was just removed. And I ended up taking my tenant to court. But before we went in front of a judge, we arrived at a settlement. I think I did tell you guys this story. It was on another podcast episode. And we arrived at a settlement. And this settlement was, it had a lot of different bits and pieces to it. But it was that he would pay every month on time before the fourth. Now, on time is the first, but of course it would be before the fourth because there was this grace period, and it began on February 4th, or February 1st, right? It was the first month because the settlement was early January. And in February, he paid on February 5th. Now, it was a day late, right? Now, look, the fourth was on a Sunday. So I'm kind of like, all right, fine. It's February 5th. It's a day late. No big deal. But I go back to Oregon recently, go visit the house. The oven is not there. There's been no replacement. A part of this settlement was that he was going to replace the oven within 30 days. 60 days later, there's no oven in the kitchen. Garbage is everywhere, all over the front yard, all over the backyard. It's amazing, right? It's just an amazing thing to see. I go in there. And then now it's March, and here we are. I'm recording this podcast episode. Rent has not been paid. Now it's the 7th. Okay, it's the 7th of March. I'm actually recording this on Thursday, the day before it gets released yesterday. If you guys are listening, this is the day of release. I was recording it yesterday, March 7th, and rent hasn't been paid. So now my hands are tied, right, brothers? Like, we were talking about this a few months ago, and now my hands are kind of tied because it's up to the courts. You know, I can't actually receive payment after the 5th because at that point the settlement is broken and we just have to move forward with non-compliance, right? The delivery of the non-compliance notice and then the eviction and so on. So all that stuff I was talking to you guys about, you know, it's funny because it all kind of just ends up as it's going to end up. I could have gone to court. We could have fought about it, you know, created all this vibration of victimization and he said, and, you know, you were supposed to do this and you were supposed to do that and you shouldn't have done this and all the, like, everything, like all the stuff and, you know, all the things that, you know, I mentioned in the podcast months ago. But instead, we arrive on the settlement. With the settlement, you know, there's certain terms that, you know, I'm just basically collecting the rent, right? It's like, look, you know, you were supposed to pay rent. You weren't paying rent. Now the court's going to enforce it through the settlement. And still, my tenant, the man, he's no longer my tenant because he's being evicted. But, you know, our brother here, he doesn't do it. So everything ends up working out, right? It's not like he's going to have a major shift within a couple of months. He could. I mean, we do this. This is what we do. So people do. People may go through change all the time, especially when you do the work at the academy, right? Because then you can say, like, my result is I'm getting evicted from every house I stay in. My actions are to pay rent late, right? So what are the feelings in there? What are the feelings? What are the thoughts? Why? What is driving you to pay your rent late You know, what is the thought that's creating the feeling that's driving that action? Of course, getting evicted is going to reinforce that. So it has something to do with an inaction, right? There's an inaction happening. There's a move that's not being made, which is payment of the rent or to pay it late. So what's the feeling, brothers? We know it's got to be a low vibration feeling. And quite frankly, I've got compassion for the guy because I know him, right? I've talked to him a few times. But I want to keep you guys updated on what's going on there. We kind of look at that and we can break down the model on that. You know, I don't know exactly what he's thinking. I don't know exactly what he's feeling. Maybe there is some sociopathic behavior, but even that can't feel real good, right? I mean, if there is that kind of stuff going on, like, well, even that's probably... It's not just not alpha. I mean, what am I going to say? It's not alpha because you're not raising your vibration. You're not choosing this consciously. There's got to be something happening, but maybe it is. So anyway, brothers, that's what's happening for me. The long story short is I'm going to be spending some more time of 2024 in Oregon, a lot more time of 2024 than I thought is going to be in Oregon. So that's because I'm going to be going up there and rehabbing some things. Of course, there's no oven in the kitchen. So before I can rent it, I'm going to go up there and do some things. But today we're going to talk about a calendar. And I mentioned a calendar a couple of weeks back with the five habits, but I mentioned it very briefly because I wanted to get through all the five habits. And I've mentioned calendars on other podcast episodes. We have done calendaring on other podcast episodes, and calendaring is great to reduce procrastination. It's great to reduce the perfectionist mentality. It's great for reducing the both mental energy expenditure of making decisions, but also the time loss that occurs in making decisions. Because quite frankly, brothers, again, I can do a whole podcast on decision making and really boil it down to the flip of a coin. We can really truly live our lives according to the flip of a coin. And I might actually do that so you guys can see that thought experiment and understand that concept. But regardless, procrastination, decision making, perfectionism, you know, all of these things can really kind of be defeated or overcome simply by setting up a calendar and staying on it, honoring the calendar, following the calendar. Now, what I'm going to talk to you guys about today is it's going to be a different spin on an old concept because the concept is the calendar itself. Different, or maybe it's a new concept on an old tool, right? If the calendar is the tool, like there's a new spin here. And what I want you guys to do here in this state or in this place that we're in the unfolding of the podcast is to remember that you are awakening to the predicament of living in a limited reality. Like that's really why you're listening to this podcast. You may be looking for some kind of external tangible result. But the reason why you're listening to this podcast and not another podcast is because you know that you're going to get the external result through the interior shift in energy. Right. It's really not going to have a whole lot to do with your doing. Doing is required. It's a part of the game. It's a part of the process of being in the third dimension. But the truth of the matter is it's the last 100 meters of the marathon. Right. We've got to take massive action. And that's why the last 100 meters of the marathon, you know, I've had marathon runners tell me that the last 6 miles, when you get to mile 20, because remember, a marathon is 26 miles. When you get to mile 20 and you've only got 6 miles left, that's when you're halfway there. Right? They're kind of like in that state of my body's beat, my body's broken. Even through all the training they've done, they say if 20 miles in, I am mentally halfway there. Physically, you know, I'm 20 miles in of 26. So physically, I'm, you know, over 3/4 of the way there, but no. Mentally, you're halfway there. And that's kind of what it is with the model of alignment. When we look at the action line, when we look at the A line, it's the last 6 miles of the marathon, but it feels like it's halfway there because we've got to do all this massive action. So when we're on the calendar, there's a lot of work to do there. And that's really where community comes in. That's where support comes in. And that's where, you know, the brotherhood of the academy comes in to keep you guys on, you in the audience that are not members of the brotherhood that are not in the academy, to keep you guys in the academy when you enroll, to keep you on your goals, to keep you focused on your dreams. Because to listen to the podcast, to listen to me for 30 to 40 minutes a week, you know, there's a lot of time in there. Another 6 days and 23 plus hours where you got the program running. You got the program running in your head. So staying on your calendar, honoring your calendar, following your calendar, that's the big move. That's the massive action shifts that we're looking for that will come through a change in your thoughts and your feelings. But what I want to do is help you set up your calendar in a new way to help you at least look at yourself as, again, as you awaken to this predicament that, you know, you're not this flesh and blood organism, right? Like your organism, your body, as we refer to it in the human land, in the English language, we call it a body, is actually not one thing, because we could separate it by limb. We could say it's two arms, two legs, it's a torso and a head. We could separate even further to say it's a circulatory system, a nervous system, a dermis, right? The skin, skeletal system. We could say it's a collection of billions and trillions of little cells, you know, little bacteria, little one cell, single cell, little bacteria, little virus, little everything, you know, all kinds of billions, trillions of things that are all put together doing their own thing. All of them self-aware of what they must do to keep themselves alive, right? The cell, the nucleus, it's got the nucleus, it's got a mitochondria, it's got proteins, it's got the membrane. I mean, it's all contained in a self-aware consciousness, you know? So even looking at the body, we look at this and say, well, if we're not that, then what are we, right? And we go on to this place, this awakening process, and we find that we're spiritual beings. We find that we're pure consciousness. We're actually just aware. We're moving and shifting our awareness. We're moving and shifting our consciousness through becoming aware onto different things. So when we look at our calendar and we decide, okay, how do I really need to make a change? How do I change something? How do I go from where I am to where I want to be? Whatever that is, health, wealth, relationships, whatever, doesn't matter. How do I become lucid in the waking dream? How do I begin to choose and manifest what it is that I want to experience while I'm awake? Because when we are asleep, we can practice doing this. We can become lucid. We can become awake in our sleep. And then we can have a fun time, a playtime in our dreams. Well, when we're awake, we're actually doing the same thing. We're just doing it under what seems to be a longer period of time because of our belief systems, because of who we think we are. So we make the shift in understanding we're spiritual beings having a human experience, and we look at our tasks, we look at the actions that we take throughout the day a little bit differently. And what I'm going to offer you, brothers, is that there are actually four different ways you can look at your tasks, four different ways you can approach your tasks as a spiritual being having a human experience, as an energy being, as a battery. Essentially, if you think of yourself as a battery, if you think of yourself as a light, think of yourself as a electrical apparatus. It's electricity. So it runs on power. Maybe we call it willpower, right? And elementally, it's fire. Right? It's on the will. And so when you set up your calendar, first of all, do it digitally, brothers. Just get a Google calendar, right? Just do the Google thing. It's easy. I'm sure there are hundreds of calendars out there, but don't overwhelm yourself with decision making. Again, you don't have to worry about it. Just choose a calendar, because really it's about setting it up. About setting it up and staying on it. It doesn't matter which program you go with. But the first thing you want to put on your calendar, the very first thing that you want to make sure you're programming into your days, your weeks, your months, your years, your life, are the activities that fill your battery. Fill your battery. Now, in the old days, I would say this is your personal time, right? It's all the time that you want for you. But again, like I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a little bit of a different spin on this. I want you guys to see this a little bit a different way, where your personal time, yes, it's your time. It's time for you. It can be whatever it is you want. But specifically, this time fills you up. It fills your battery, fills your cup. And the reason why you want to program that first is because that is what is going to prepare you or energize you or motivate you or give you the strength to, like, whatever you want to, however you want to talk about it, it's going to get you into the place you need to be to make the change. These are things that you love to do. These are things that get you in a state of the flow, right? Or in a state of the mindset. You know, it could be reading something motivating. You know, it could be reading something that motivates you. Maybe it's an autobiography of your hero, right? Autobiography of, like, look, if you're trying to make a change in your health, like you want to put on muscle, then maybe you want to read a section of the autobiography of Arnold Schwarzenegger, or you want to watch a little bit of a documentary that he's in, or a movie, because then in that first part, in that section one that you're programming into your calendar, this filling the battery stuff, that's the stuff that gets you in the mindset. It's the stuff that gets you in the place you want to be, in your future focus. It drives you, right? It awakens you. It gets you opened up to becoming, to moving towards your goals. You know, it psychs you up. You want to get that. It's what's going to help you with your intentional model of alignment T-line. It's a circumstance, yes. Yes, it's a circumstance. It's just a book, right? It's a book. It's a movie. It's words on a page. It's sounds coming out of an electrical box. Flat screen. We have flat screen now, right? Computer or whatever. Just sound. Sound and word. Sound and sight. But it's triggering, right? It's triggering your intentional model of alignment thoughts. You can start to feel that model. You can start to take action on that model. It fills your battery, brother. So there are so many suggestions. There's so many ideas I can give you, but I don't want to give you the generic stuff, because I could say to you, like, you could meditate, you could work out, you could read, you could write, you could study something, you could meditate. I think I might have said meditate already. You could do yoga. You could do anything you want. But these are all like kind of the generic stuff. Take a cold shower or a cold plunge. You know, the morning, you know, stay off tech. I mentioned staying off tech for the first hour of the day. There's a lot of things you can do in here, but it's not about doing it because somebody else said that it should be done. Somebody else said it should be good for you, including me. Like, I'm not going to, if I'm telling you, yes, everybody should meditate, then that doesn't mean, oh, well, the alpha male coach told me I need to go meditate, so that's something I need to put into my thing, my morning routine or my daily routine. Somebody says, oh, you got to wake up at 4 a.m. So, oh, this is something I got to do. Somebody else says, oh, you got to take cold showers. Somebody else says, oh, you got to work out for an hour a day. Somebody else says this. Somebody else says that. There are no life hacks. There are no life hacks, brother. And no matter what anybody tells you, nobody knows what fills up your battery, makes what's going to drive you into what you want, except for you. So with this first one, it's not about the generic stuff. It's not about all the quote unquote good stuff for us, right? Really what it is, it's whatever gets you, because you need to do your own intentional model of alignment. You know, you need to do your own intentional model of alignment. What is that thought? What is that feeling? And then you need to find something you can stick in that C line that's going to drive those, that's going to trigger those things. Because they're just triggers. That's number one. It can be 30 minutes a day. It can be 4 hours a day. That's the first thing you want to put in your calendar. And I would also offer that you do it in the beginning of the day. Now, if you jump out of bed in the morning and you're just go, 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 then it may be something you want to set up the night before. And again, that's why I mentioned in the five habits, no technology 30 minutes before going to bed either. You can set yourself up for the next day. But if you have that time in the morning, you know, if you've got no kids, if you've got, you know, if one of these things, it's all lifestyle based. If you're a parent, you got a couple kids in the morning, you know, you're single, maybe you're partnered with a wife or a girlfriend and she's working also and you guys are taking roles, like whatever your time permits, because that's what I'm saying. There's no life hacks. I got to say, like, everybody who's going to be successful must do this. And you're like, well, I'm screwed because look at my lifestyle. There's just no way I can program that in, right? I'm going to get that time. You know, my kids are up at 5 a.m. How am I going to have time to wake up at 4:30 and then do 3 hours of my own stuff? You know, so it's going to be lifestyle based. Wherever you are, it can work, because it's not about doing X, Y, Z. It's about figuring out what's going to fill your juice. It's going to juice you up. It's going to get you in that state, in that intentional model state of consciousness, of thought and feeling. That's number one. That's the first thing. That's the most important. That's the priority that you put into your calendar. Wherever you want it to put in it, you can put in an hour in the morning, and then you can sprinkle in 15 minutes, little bits throughout the day. Anywhere you need that kind of that boost to remind yourself where you are, where you're going, where you are, where you're going. Keep you driven, keep you going, keep you feeling that energy of where you are going, and you're pulling it, you're attracting it into the present. So that's number one. Number two are meals and commuting. Now, the reason why meals and commuting are actually tasks, it's because when it comes to your energy, you can continue to work on filling your battery. You can continue to work on things that would otherwise be a number one, but you're going to be doing it at a 50% capacity. So in other words, instead of getting a full charge, a maximal charge, you're getting a trickle charge. And the reason why you're getting that trickle charge is because you're only 50% conscious of it. You're driving. You're commuting, right? So you can be doing affirmations. You can be listening to something motivating. You could be listening. You could be, you know, there's a music or podcast or a book on tape. You know, there's some things you can be doing. If you're on a bus, if you're on a subway, you can be looking at the phone and watching something that's motivating, getting you in that moment. So, but you're still commuting, right? You're not fully engaged with it. It's still very, you know, eating is the same. You know, you're having a meal, but you're chewing, you're masticating, you know, getting that food in you. And you want to be conscious of that as well. So really, it's the things that you must do in the day. You got to eat, you got to commute. Maybe you don't got to commute. Maybe you're working from home, but anytime you're driving or moving somewhere, and you can still program a little bit of that trickle charge. You can still open something up and look at a quote. You can still open something up and listen to yourself telling yourself something from the future, where you're going, what you're going to experience. Sleeping is kind of like a 1.5. So if we look at the ones as anything that fills the battery, and the twos as kind of like things that fill the battery on a trickle charge, you know, they're the eating and the commuting, then we want to look at sleep as a 1.5. Sleep is important, but brothers, I can do a whole podcast on sleep as well. 8 hours is erroneous. You know, they came up with that. The quote unquote scientists came up with that purely coincidentally. And it's circumstantial. You know, they take a bunch of healthy people, they ask them how long they sleep for. That there's no really biometrics on health either. They just take a bunch of people that look healthy, and then they ask them, how long do you sleep for? I sleep for 10 hours. How long do you sleep for? I sleep for 9 hours. How long do you sleep for? I sleep for 7 hours. How long do you sleep for? I sleep for 6 hours. Beautiful. Just add them all up, divide by the number of people we asked, and we got an average, and it comes out to be 8. Well, that makes absolutely no sense, right? So you need to look at your sleep. You need to look at what works for me. Does 9 hours work? Does 7 hours work? Does 6 hours work? Does 3 hours work? Because if 7 hours work, then 3 hours may work, because we're on sleep cycles. We can cut that cycle. We can get one cycle instead of 2. So you can cut that back a little bit if you need to. You don't want to do it all the time, but you can do it. You got to figure this out. Sleep is always a guess and check. Just like nobody can biohack your life, nobody can biohack your sleep. It's a part of your life. You need to figure it out. You need to do that work. But sleep is about a 1.5. So first, schedule in everything that you need to do to fill your battery, right? To fill up that spiritual self, that energized self. So really, I mean, you are the one that's moving the consciousness. Consciousness is eternal. It is infinite. Your consciousness does not have a high and a low. It just is. What's high and low is how well you're able to focus that consciousness and draw it from one place of awareness to another, right? So it has to do with shifting it and focusing it. And so you want to fill your battery to be able to focus it when necessary and to be able to shift it when necessary. You want to have that energy. So that's what you want to put in number one. Sleep is number two. After you've done your number one stuff, decide how much sleep you want to experiment with the first month, or if you know how much sleep you need, then program that in. Then number two, when are you eating? When are you commuting? Number three is all the things that you're kind of used to doing. So it can be, it's your work, it's your hobbies, your habits. It's the things that are already in the neural network that you don't want to change. Now, you might change them in the future. For example, you may decide that you're going to move from being an employee of a business to being self-employed, and that you're going to wean off the employment status, right? You're going to run your own business. You're going to open up your own business, run your own business. And then when it hits a certain amount of required time commitment or income, revenue, then you're going to just get off the employment. You're going to leave. But for now, you're used to working at a particular job. And because you're used to it, you've created a neural network. You've created an identity. You've created a routine. You've created a system in your mind, a system of electricity in your brain, where all of this stuff is firing nearly automatically. It's nearly happening without you even thinking about it. Depending on how long you've been at your current job, your occupation, your commitments, your habits, what you've been doing with your life, you know, you can probably go through them without even thinking about them. In fact, most human beings, all we're doing is we're just copying and pasting yesterday onto today. That's what most human beings are doing. That is the definition of unconsciousness. If I can give you guys a very quick and easy to understand definition of unconsciousness, it is doing today what you did yesterday. I know that there's going to be some little variances here and there, but I'm talking about waking up at the same time, having the same morning routine, driving the same route to work, going to work, doing the same, talking to the same people, saying the same things. I mean, you may change up a word here and there. You know, people change like a soap opera. You know, kids grow up, things move ahead, things move back. People get hired, people get fired. But in general, you have a life that you're used to living from day to day. And that life is so hardwired into your brain that it becomes automatic. It takes very little of your conscious energy. That's what I'm saying. It's unconscious. It takes very little of your conscious energy to change or to even do, to execute. So what you're doing with number three, what you're programming in number three, is all of your current things in your life that you don't want to change right now. You may change them in the future. You may never change it, but you don't want to change them right now. And the reason why this is number three is because this is stuff where the battery is really not needed. So number one, remember, number one, you're filling your battery. Number two, you're trickle charging your battery. You're giving it a little bit of extra juice, but you're actually focused on other things, like specifically commuting and eating. Number three is you're not using your battery. You're going through the motions. Now, there may be a little loss of battery, kind of like little number two is a little trickle charge of battery. There may be a little trickle loss of battery in number three. You can see how this works, right, brothers? Number one, we're filling. Number two, we're filling, but at half capacity. Number three, we're losing at half capacity. So you can imagine where we're going with number four. Right? Number four is the reason why we filled our batteries in the first place. But number three, again, it's your meetings, it's your habits, it's the things that, I do it, but it doesn't take me any willpower to do because I've already made it a part of my routine and I don't want to change it. I'm just going to keep it. So it's kind of like the keep on keeping ons. All right. That's what's number three. Number one, charge your battery. Number two, trickle charge the things when you're doing the things you quote unquote have to do, like eating, like commuting. Number three, trickle expend your battery doing the things you quote unquote have to do, right? All the things that all like your current, living out your current identity. And again, I say quote unquote because you never really have to do these things. You can quit cold turkey any habit, any job, any identity, anytime. You really can. But if you want to keep them around for now, they've already been wired in. Again, you're running your battery, but just at a very low capacity. And so we're keeping those down. Now, number four then becomes your focus time. And I've talked about focus time in the past, but this is where we want to focus on change. We want to focus on doing something different, whether that means learning something new, letting go of something that doesn't serve us, or creating something new. Learning something and creating something are a little bit different, right? So when we look at this, this is the reason why we've charged our battery, because this is where we're going to run our batteries down. This is what's going to take willpower. And willpower essentially is focusing the consciousness. Consciousness, again, is just eternal and infinite. It's just always running. To be alive is to be conscious. That's what gratitude is. We're grateful to be alive because we're grateful to be aware of consciousness. When we die, we lose awareness of consciousness. And then, depending on what you believe, you know, we come back either in heaven or nirvana or to earth to run the game again. But the point is consciousness has an opposite. That's non-consciousness, right? So when we're conscious, it's always there. It's always there. It's always running. What takes our willpower is changing what we're putting our consciousness on, which requires focus. That's willpower, right? That's that discipline. So number four is what we're setting ourselves up for in number one. Now, like I said, brothers, this may be learning a new skill. Maybe this is, I'm going to learn a new language. I'm going to learn a new dance. I'm going to learn a new instrument. I'm going to learn something new. I'm going to learn how to code. I'm going to learn how to be a doctor, right? I'm going to go to med school. I'm going to whatever. Like, this is learning something new. This is focusing that consciousness on something to, this is passive, right? This is consuming. We call this passive action. This is the consuming action. We're learning something. We're taking something in. And it does require, when it's new, it does require us to focus, learning how to ride a new bike, learning how to walk as a toddler. You know, we spent all that time crawling so we could save up that willpower to get on our feet and try again. Crawling's easy. We're used to it. So we're rolling around, right? We say crawling's probably more number three. Laying around, you know, eating is number two, and then laying around just like motivating. Like, okay, we're watching people, watching all the adults and wonder. They're all on their 2 feet. You know, that's number one stuff. Just kind of watching, like being mesmerized by this motivating human that we think are gods and goddesses, right? Because we're so littles. Now, when we're doing this and we're doing passive action, we're learning something new. Again, that's where we want to put in our calendar, and it's got to be programmed in. It's got to be programmed in, and we want to maybe sprinkle in some of that number one right before number four. All right. So if I know I'm going to a dance class, if I know I'm going to a language tutoring session, if I know I'm going to be learning an instrument or going to a class, let's say I'm in college or I just want to learn a new skill, I may want to sprinkle in a little bit of that number one to remind myself that my compelling reason, why am I doing this? Why am I making this change? To get in that intentional model of alignment, thought and feeling, to get in the mindset and to get into the vibration. So you can really execute through the intentional model, through, because otherwise the unintentional model is going to tell you all kinds of excuses, which are whatever they've been telling you for as long as it's been that you haven't accomplished this particular goal or result or dream that you have. Why haven't you learned how to play the trumpet? Well, because your brain is telling you, and in the unconscious model of alignment, a certain thing. And now you, with programming it at number four, like trumpet practice, you know, you may want to sprinkle a little number one in. Maybe there's something you want to look at. Maybe it's your journaling. Maybe you want to write a little bit. Maybe you want to read a little bit. Maybe you want to read your own stuff, your own intentional model of alignment. Maybe you want to listen to some trumpet players, some of your favorite trumpet players. Maybe you want to watch the autobiography of one of your favorite trumpet players, or a movie with a jazz band in it. Whatever it is. But maybe you want to do that on your calendar just to get yourself set up to fill that battery, maximize that charge. Because it's going to be pulled down, right? You're going to have to, okay, now I'm focusing, I'm doing it. Because you're doing something new. That's the discomfort. And brothers, you can't get rid of the discomfort. I'm sorry. Like, if you're looking for somebody to just magically wave a wand and say, this is going to be comfortable and wonderful and magical, it's not going to happen, because to do this, it's going to require you to rewire your brain. Because you're going to go through an energetic shift, which is the thoughts. You're going to begin to think new thoughts. You're going to go through a vibrational shift, which is your feelings. You're going to feel new feelings about it. And you're going to go through the physical response, which is the rewiring of the brain so that you learn the skill. You learn whatever it is. All of that requires a shifting of consciousness, a using of that battery. Maybe it's to stop buffering. Maybe you want to send that, you want to fill up your cup, you want to fill up your battery, because number four is you're going to do something to stop a habit you don't want anymore, right? You're going to stop doing something because you're aiming to experience a vibration. You want to stop avoiding emotion. So you're going to go into a state of healing. You're going to go into a state of feeling and healing those vibrations that you've been otherwise avoiding. And maybe it's creation. You know, maybe this is your creation time. Maybe you're creating a new business. You're creating a new website or your new, you know, management system where you're setting up a content for others to grow from and learn from. You know, whatever it is, this can be creating as well, producing. But because it's new, here's the thing. And we talked about focus time years ago on another calendar podcast. Here's the thing. When you're in that time, when you're in that focus time, you got to eliminate all your distractions. Because your brain, again, your brain is going to fight. Your brain is going to fight what's new. It's going to lead you into discomfort. That's why when you set up your number four stuff, you want to get a little bit of that number one stuff in there. Just before. Now, the last thing I want to end, I want to end this podcast with this, because again, brothers, if you want some help with this, you know, you can enroll in the academy. Not only will we help you set up your calendar, but again, as I mentioned, the support, the community, the brotherhood, we're going to help you stay on your calendar too. And that's really the most important part. Setting up the calendar is fun. You're daydreaming, which kind of means buffering, right? You're releasing all the dopamine into your body around how your new life is going to look and feel and how you're going to experience it and how fun it's going to be to live into your future self. And it's just wonderful. Like, setting up a calendar is great. It's a lot of buffering and a lot of dopamine. But then the time comes to get on it. The time comes to follow it. And your brain starts to resist. So to say, no. Like, let's go back to what we did yesterday. Let's just copy and paste, because that's easy, because that's the program we're running. you know, it wants that copy and paste. What you got to do is stay on the calendar. So again, I'll mention the Academy as a support system, as a brotherhood, as a community. But before we, I complete this podcast, it can be very easy. It can be very easy to mistake number one stuff for number four stuff. Or I should say, it could be very easy to mistake number four stuff for number one stuff. Because let's say you are like, I want to start going to the gym. You know, I want to stop scrolling on my telephone or whatever, my tablet or whatever it is you guys have. And I want to stop scrolling and I want to start doing pushups. And I want to program that at 6 a.m. So 6 a.m, what I'm used to doing is waking up and grabbing my phone and scrolling up through things. I'm looking at things on my technology and I don't want to do that. Instead, what I want to do is pushups. Now that's a number four thing. That's a number four thing. Because really what you're wanting to do is you're wanting to change. You're wanting to use your willpower. You're wanting to use your battery to eliminate something that you have been doing and replace it with something you haven't been doing. Now you may say to yourself, or you may think to yourself rather, that, oh, but it's my personal time. You know, it's my personal time. So since it's my personal time, it should be something I program first. But we're looking at this with a different concept now, brothers. We're looking at this from an energetic standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint. You as a spiritual being directing and focusing your consciousness onto the human experience, onto all the different parts of energy that make up the human experience, the mental part, the emotional part, the physical part. So it's not so much about all of my personal time, you know, time for me. Well, if it's time for me, I want to do pushups. It's time for me, I want to meditate. It's time for me, I want to do all these things. Well, yes, it is time for you, but if you're not already doing these things, then understand that by trying to do them, trying to make this change, you're going to be wearing down your energy, wearing down your battery, your willpower. So if you're going to do that, I'm not saying don't do that. What I'm saying, if you're going to do that, if you're scrolling on a phone at 6 a.m. and you'd rather do pushups, then that's a number four thing. So you want to look at, what can I do to set myself up for success at that time? Okay, well, I'm looking at my calendar. I want to program a number one thing. Why do I want to do this? Why do I want to stop scrolling? And or why do I want to do pushups? Because both of those things are going to fill my battery. I'm going to find something to set myself up, to fill up my battery, to fill up my willpower, to be able to, number one, not scroll, and number two, do pushups, because that's going to require my battery. It's going to require my effort to rewire my brain. Number one, I got to turn on my brain. I got to turn on the lights and be conscious of the desire to turn off the light and go back to scrolling. And number two, I got to get in that room and start cleaning up, which is to say do pushups. So what's going to do that for me? What's going to help me go to that room and turn on the light, keep the light on, and start cleaning up? That's where you got to put in number one stuff. That's why it can't be generic, brothers. Like, it cannot be generic. It can't be like, oh, okay, well, personal stuff, I'm going to just do all this stuff that I'm not doing now because I think I should. It's going to make me a better person. That's all number four stuff. And I know it sounds like, oh, it's the last thing I should program in, all the things I want to make changes for. It's not about priority, although it is. It's somewhat about priority, because you can program one stuff, then four stuff, and you can leave all the two and the three stuff, kind of move that around if you want. You know, I mention meals and commuting. I mention meetings and work, you know, obligations and things you want to keep doing. Right? Again, they're mentions. I want you guys to begin to think of yourselves as energy, not as the machines, not as the mechanized organisms that we move through the hologram with. That's your body. I want you to begin to start thinking of yourself as that which directs and focuses attention and consciousness. And when you do that, you'll begin to understand that there are times and things that you can do to raise your vibration through your thoughts and your feelings. This is no different than the model of alignment. It's no different than universal truth. You're just looking for those circumstances that trigger you into raising a vibration. And you're looking for those and you're planning those ahead of time, because you know there are going to be circumstances that are going to trigger you into a low vibration, because they're new, they're unfamiliar. And that's what the brain does. It says, oh, no, this is new, this is unfamiliar. We got to send a little bit of discomfort hormone, or a little bit of discomfort feeling, because we don't want this. We want to stay familiar. We want to stay routinized. So you knowing that discomfort feeling is coming, You're going to, number one, you're going to set yourself up with a full battery. And number two, you're going to allow yourself to move through that discomfort with the full battery, because you're going to be motivated, highly motivated by having that number one stuff, that number one trigger set up before you do the number four stuff. Now, again, brothers, I know that that may sound a little confusing. Number one, number two, number three, number four, but I'm going to review very quickly. Number one stuff, filling the battery. There's no thing, there's no one thing that does this for all people. In fact, there's no one thing that does this for any one person. Depending on what it is that you're trying to accomplish, it may be something different. Like I say, if you're trying to create a health goal, it may be watching an Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary. If you're trying to create a financial goal, it may be watching a Warren Buffett documentary or reading a Warren Buffett autobiography or whatever. It's going to be different depending on your goal, because you, again, you want to motivate yourself into your intentional model of alignment. You look at your intentional model of alignment. What do I want to do? How am I going to get to that? Those actions accomplished today? Well, I need to think this. I need to feel this. How am I going to get think this and feel this? What's a great trigger? What can I put in the circumstance line that's going to trigger that up for me? It's going to you know, whip me into a frenzy. And this is not uncommon. You know, athletes do this. Musicians do this. And a lot of performers do this. They put themselves in state, something that Tony Robbins talked about many, many times. You put yourself in state. You want to do this before you start shifting into the stuff that's number four. So number one, filling your battery. Number two, trickle charging your battery. Things that require your attention, like driving, like eating, but you can still focus on those circumstances, those other circumstances that are triggering those high vibrational thoughts and feelings. Number three are the things that you've already been doing for long enough to where they don't consume your battery. They don't lower your battery pack a whole lot. They're the routinized stuff. They're the stuff you could just do unconsciously. Your brain's just running the program. So you're going to lose a little bit just in time, just in being awake, just in moving. You're going to lose a little bit of your battery just in time. But because they're routined, they're routinized, you're pretty much running on maintenance with number three. And then number four, what is going to drain you? What are you trying to change? What do you know is going to drain you? What are you walking into knowing it's going to be uncomfortable and it's going to be difficult? But you're doing it in a way where you're filled up, you're confident, you're prepared, and you're conscious. Those are the four. And again, brothers, the last thing I'm going to mention once again, the time is now. Enroll in the academy. We'll walk you through this. We'll help you get set up, and we'll keep you on it. The brothers, the coaches, myself, we're all there. We're all there waiting for you. And now is the time, too, because of the pipeline. Like I say, in a couple months, the pipeline will change. And you want to get in now where you are in a pipeline that is open to work exactly with where you are now. The new pipeline will be structured. It'll be a little more structured, where everybody will learn the same thing for the first, essentially, 4 months. There will be a 4-month beginner course that before everybody gets into the academy. So before that pipeline opens, you can enroll directly into the academy just by going to the website, thealphamalecoach.com, and clicking at the top in the menu where it says The Academy. But you can also take a consultation call. Those are free with my coaches. There's a small fee to pay if you choose to do a consultation call with myself. But as always, brothers, that's what I have for you. I will see you next week, and elevate your alpha.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. If you enjoy what you've heard and want even more, sign up for Unleash Your Alpha, your guide to shifting to the alpha mindset, at thealphamalecoach.com/unleash.